What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show. Coming to you on this Sunday morning here real quick, where I hop into my own Metcon workout here with our advanced athletes and melt my face off and hopefully some fat in the process as we are talking today's podcast episode, five ways to track your fat loss progress. And the number one thing I'll say real quick is fat loss is easy once you realize how hard it is. I've said in other podcasts, I say it to every speaking event and engagement and corporate group I talk to, every coaching program we run, I say fat loss is easy once you realize how hard it is. And I'll touch on this as we end the podcast for you guys, but just to kick off, so we know, the battle to get lean and stay lean and live lean is real for many of us out there. And the big question I get from a lot of people is, well, how would you track fat loss progress effectively? You know, the five quick, easy ways to do it, I'll share with you guys below. But I want to kick off by saying this, because I think the most popular people think it's the scale. And I fucking hate the scale. I'm not a fan of stepping on the scale daily for a million reasons. I think it's a poor fat loss metric. I think it drains people's confidence. I think it puts negative thoughts in people's heads about their efforts. And I could go on and on about it forever. And I admit, the scale is a way to track weight loss and weight gain. However, it can only measure the mass of you, not your fat. It also fluctuates based on numerous factors, one of them being fluid in your body. The water in your body at any given time can make that scale move 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. So please, as you embark on your fat loss journey, don't use a scale daily. Maybe once a week if you need to. And I would do that only in the same, the same time, the same day each week, probably typically early in the morning after you, went to the bathroom and took a dump. That's probably the best way to do it. But again, the food you ate before, how you trained before, the amount of fluid you had before, the amount of sodium you had before, all those things are going to make that scale move up or down either way. So, with that said, the five best ways I would suggest, number one, if you have access to something like a DEXA scan, I think that's probably ideal, just because we've seen DEXA scan be the closest. In one day, I went through biological impedance, which is the scale where you step on it and they measure it through your feet, which is terrible. It's not even close. It was like 7% off body fat wise. I did BOD POD, I did DEXA scan, and then the calipers. And the calipers and the DEXA scan were the closest to. BOD POD was up a little bit because I had caffeine before, which can kind of hinder the results. So if you have access to a DEXA scan, a lot of people where you live go on Groupon. A lot of places will do like DEXA scan and VO2 max kind of paired together. But I think DEXA scan is great. Basically, you lay down similar to like like an MRI, right? Like they scan your whole body. You just lay there and it'll show you the fat, both internal, external. It's actually pretty cool. Painless, simple. You sit there with your clothes on, scans you, boom, you're done. Otherwise, for a lot of people getting clipped, body fat caliper is one of the best ways to track fat loss. Most calipers are cheap. Even an average technician can give you guys a good reading. There's even certain kinds that allow you to do it yourself. But I would suggest most of you first getting with like a decent fitness professional and having them do at least the three basic sight skin fold measurements to calculate like a starting point in terms of body fat percentage. And that's going to vary for all of you guys. Some people look better at higher body fats than other people. Typically, the amount of muscle mass you have, you can look better at a higher body fat percentage. And most people, what we say is, dudes, if dudes are 10% or less, super, super lean, and you look super good. Women under 20% less, super, super lean, look super good. Now, a lot of dudes look good at 12, 13, 14. A lot of women look good at 22, 23, 24, 25%. Just depends on your body type and who you are and how much fat you like to carry on your body and what you feel confident doing. I do think there is a point where, getting too lean isn't healthy, and some people do live there, but it's very few people. I think for a lot of people, you'll find a body fat set point that you feel comfortable with. And I'll touch on this at the end, asking yourself, is the juice worth the squeeze in terms of, being this lean to this lean, is it worth it for me in terms of my, lifestyle balance and what I want to get out of it. But the next thing, I'd say getting measuring tape. Nothing beats a good old school measuring tape. Inches are real. And when they start melting away, it's nice to see the progress. Even when, the scale might not move as much, when the inches come off and shed like crazy, it's pretty inspiring and it's motivating as hell. That's what I'm driving at. Getting measured at your waist, your belly button, an inch below your belly button, hips, arms, legs, and so on can be a really great reference point for you guys starting out. So even if you lost only 3 pounds, but you lost 14 inches, pretty fucking sweet, right? That's why I think because the inches are real and you can feel those and you can see those. And again, it motivates you guys to keep pushing forward towards your goals. Next one, just check your clothes. How your clothes fit is a huge indicator of how your body composition is changing. And I suggest you guys taking note of your dress and pant size and how they're fitting differently, a few weeks into your journey. So when you start to notice your shirt and even your underwear and your pants are falling off, it becomes clear that the efforts are paying off because you wear your clothes. and the clothes are real. And to me, I mean, ask you guys this question, right? What matters more? How my clothes fit or the number on the scale? What the fuck does the number matter? If you weigh 156 or 149, but your clothes fit better and you're stronger and you move better and you feel better, to me, that's winning. The scale is an arbitrary number anyway. What would it matter if I weigh today? I went to the doctor the other day, weighed 216 pounds. Sometimes I weigh 224. Sometimes I weigh 212. I can fluctuate it depending on how many cookies I ate and in the fluid in my body, fasting, not fasting, loaded, unloaded. But the point is, it doesn't matter. Some days I feel leaner, some days I feel fatter. It just is what it is. But if my clothes fit good and I feel confident, that's the game, you guys. Next one, before and after photos. Crucial to me, crucial for everybody. Snap a photo of your journey on day one, you guys. If you're starting today, which why wait till Monday? Fuck it, start today. A simple front, side, back photo works amazing. Even just a selfie in the mirror where you're pale, you have bags under your eyes, you have your morning hair, you look like you slept in a dumpster, those work perfect because when you take your after photos, you'll be spray tanned, you'll comb your hair, you look like a rock star. It makes you look even better. Little pro tip for you guys there. But in all seriousness, I do think having pictures is crucial. It's a true measure of where you start in terms of how you look in real life. And that's what we're talking about, living real life. It's amazing the power you guys can see when you look back over 8, 12, 16, 20 weeks of hard work and you say, wow, holy shit, I used to look like that? Fuck, dude, I'm crushing it. Trust me, snapping a photo is amazing to see, especially from the backside. A lot of you guys will never see your back and what it looks like. When you can start to see, you know, love handles taper, you know, the rolls under your lats taper, when you can kind of see your butt lift up a little bit, it's pretty inspiring and it's pretty legit. Even if you take a video of yourself moving through space, just, you know, the basic flexing, posing, as corny as it sounds, you'll notice the changes over time, and it really will reaffirm you guys giving up pizza and cookies and wine and skipping the shit you're used to, that it is paying off and that you are getting closer to your goal every single day. The next one, check the mirror. Above all else, above body fat, dress size, and how your clothes fit, what you look like in the mirror is a real story of what's going on. Now, mindset comes into play here. You have to be realistic about how you look. You can't be, you know, your own worst critic, and we've talked about this in the body dysmorphia podcast episode. Don't stare at the three fucking body parts you hate about yourself. You can look at them, it's fine, but then move on. And look at the things you like about yourself. Look at the things that are amazing. Look how they're improving even more. And look how the stuff you used to hate is becoming slowly better over time. And again, we're all going to do this. We're all going to look at two or three things that are going to be a little bit chubbier, a little bit thicker, a little bit uneven, a little bit whatever it is. And that's okay. It's your body and it's yours. Like, there's going to be things that are not perfect. None of us are perfect. None of us are symmetrical. We just aren't. People think like, oh, my left arm is this, my right arm is this, my left leg is this. None of us are symmetrical, you guys. Not even the most genetically gifted and blessed of us. None of us are. We're all uniquely fucked up and original, and it's okay. Love yourself being there. What I'm saying to you is, when you live in your body, which all of us do, there's nothing more empowering than to see it take shape. Like, when you're really living in your body, right? Like, you have body awareness, is what I mean when I say that. Like, you're living in it and you feel it. Seeing the new cuts and the definition is motivating, to say the least. You can see the things that are improving quickly and the things that still need work. But either way, it shows you that the eating right and training stuff is fucking working. And you guys, it's taking these tips and seeing the progress over time and understanding that, you know, you're either getting in better or worse shape each day. There's no staying the same. It doesn't exist. And if you're doing the things right, I promise you guys, it is moving forward the right way. And when I say this in the beginning of the podcast, you know, fat loss is easy once you realize how hard it is. It's the truth, because I know it's hard to stay lean, you guys. I get it. Like, with all the things we have access to and the things we're getting dragged to in a million different social situations and settings, it's really tough to stay diligent. So that's why I drive down on the why. Asking yourself why it's important. And I think for some of you guys, the juice might be worth the squeeze, and some of you guys, it might not be. And what I mean by that is, some of you guys, if your body fat is 12%, you have great work-life balance, you can, you know, have drinks with your friends, you can do whatever. But if your body fat was to be at 9%, you might have to give up a lot of that stuff, and it might not be worth it to you. You might be, you know, socially, you're awkward now, you're a recluse, you're obsessed with food, you're worried about it, you can't get out of your head, and you're not as happy as a person you would have been if you'd been a little bit fatter. Now, for you guys who have 50 pounds, 100 pounds to lose, obviously that's a different story. I think you guys have to get laser focused and really just get after it. And I think everything should be lifestyle based. I really do. I think even if you guys who have 100 pounds of, you know, weight to lose, I'm not saying you have to give up, you know, all alcohol completely and all pizza and all cookies and all treats. I go, but until you get to a point where you guys feel confident and where you've eradicated a lot of it, I think you have to be really diligent about the choices that you're making and you have to be willing to delay gratification for at least a little while. And I think the same thing, and I kind of, you know, I parallel the major fat loss to people who are like in major credit card and student loan debt. If you're in major credit card debt, major student loan debt, or your house broke and you owe, you know, $100,000 of debt, that's suffocating you. It's choking you out. It's changing the person you are. It's fucking up your life. And I don't think you need to be taking trips and buying new cars or leasing cars or going to fancy restaurants if you're trying to eradicate $100,000 of credit card debt. You got to get fucking focused, man. You got to buckle down. You got to get in a budget, and you got to really just attack it. And once you get out of that debt, then you can take the trips. Then you can pick what restaurants you want to go to. Then you can, you know, talk about what kind of car you want to drive. But until then, I wouldn't do it. If you got 100 pounds to lose, you got to buckle down. You got to budget your macros. You got to be diligent. You got to plan your, you know, cheats and treats, and you don't got to be going and, you know, crushing Dairy Queen, eating Domino's 3 times a week. That shit's over. Because once you lose the 100 pounds, then you can pick and choose. Then you can budget the ice cream. Then you can do what you need to do. And again, it's all lifestyle based and it's all lifestyle focused, but extreme circumstances a lot of times call for extreme action. And all this, guys, comes down to, it's the delayed gratification of stuff. It's seeing something today and delaying the pleasure of something now to enjoy the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life because you owned it and you did it. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but the quote's the fucking truth. If you live your life in a small window like no one else, later you guys can live life like no one else. Like, if you're willing to make sacrifices now that most people will never make, you're able to live a life later on like nobody else can ever fucking live. It's the truth. It's how you see people get super diligent and super focused with stuff. And what I mean by that is not just like working out 9 hours a day and not just eating perfect, but taking the time to actually track your food on MyFitnessPal. Taking the time to actually do your mobility. Taking your time to actually sleep. Taking your time, no matter what you're doing in your workday, you're going to be active for 30 minutes. You're going to move. You're going to sweat. Do some bodyweight squats, some push-ups, whatever. You're going to be part of a fitness program. You're going to invest in a community of people or in a coach or in something that holds you accountable, and it's a place where you got to show up a couple of times a week. You can ask them questions. They'll talk to you. They know your name. They give a fuck about you, and they're going to help you get there. That's the key. Because again, it's tough to be lean, you guys, and you have to ask yourself, how lean do I want to be and why does it matter to me? And if you find yourself failing over and over again, month after month, year after year, you have to really ask yourself, why do I keep failing and why am I not sticking to it? Why is it not important to me? And if you have 100 pounds to lose, I think you're talking about obviously health and living your life for your kids so you're around and you don't fucking die. I mean, that's obviously a big one. But for you guys, I feel most people, you know, when you're in a healthy body fat range and you feel confident when you take your clothes off and you go to the pool or you're at the beach or you're just running around in the summertime, you have a better quality of life. You just do. You have more self-confidence. Your body's your business card. You feel confident when you walk into a room. And when you can own your physical body, right? Like, you feel good. And again, this comes down, some of this comes down to mindset. It really does. If you're already fit and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, this sucks, like, you got to get out of your own fucking head. You just do. You have to be grateful for the body that you have and that the fact that it works and that you can do all the normal human functions. And then from there, if you want to change it, you can. But don't let your fitness steal your fitness. If you're already lean, this doesn't apply to you. Don't go fucking crazy and do some ridiculous stuff. But if you have, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds of weight to lose that's hanging off your body that you don't want to see there, you just have to be focused about it. And these are the ways you can track the fat loss, and these are the biggest things that can happen along the way. But you have to find something that's going to fit your guys' lifestyle and ask yourself the question, is the juice worth the squeeze for me? Am I willing to give up X, Y, and Z? Am I willing to get into a program and really focus on my eating, really track my macros, really plan my food and plan my day and move it through that way? And if you are, you guys are going to be successful. And if you're not, you have to ask yourself, why am I not willing to put that work in and do that? Because like everything else in life, being super fit takes an extreme effort and it takes people who are very diligent. But again, I can promise you guys on this side of the fence, when you're happy with your body, how you're eating, how you're sleeping, how you're going to the bathroom, how you're feeling, how you look when you wake up in the morning, how you walk through life with the amount of self-confidence you have, I'm telling you right now, there's nothing in the fucking world I would trade for it. There's nothing. Your health to me and how confident you are is probably the most precious gift that there is. And I mean that with all sincerity. I can't say it enough. Like, I walk into a room, I feel like a fucking rock star. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the car I drive. Doesn't matter the clothes I wear. Doesn't matter the house I live in. No matter what shitty problems life throws at me, I'm stuck in this body and I own it and I did it. and I create it and I'm in control of it. And that's the best part about it. I can control what I eat. I control when I go to sleep, when I wake up, how hard I train and what I do. Nobody else controls that but me. Not the economy, not my fucking boss, not the education level, nothing whatsoever. This is one of the very few things in life that you guys can control and you can own if you want to. That's the greatest part about it, is nobody else is dictating what you eat. No one's dictating how hard you work out. No one's telling you when you can and can't go to the gym and how you can and can't work out. It's your choice and yours alone. So again, if you guys are on a fat loss journey, I would take these metrics, I would use them, but the biggest thing above all else is ask yourself why you want to do it. How lean do you really want to be? What's important to you? And what do you want to get out of your fitness? And don't let your fitness steal your fitness. So if you're super fit, don't go crazy about it and obsess about it. Unless that makes you happy, then please do it. But if you're a person who has a significant amount of weight to lose, take these five things, track them. The food matters, the training matters, the sleeping matters, everything in your life matters. Put all the pieces together, give it time, be diligent about it, and I promise you, if you work hard, you know, for the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, you can be a different person. It can change your life. It can change your family tree in the process. So anything else you guys want to hear in the podcast, hit me up. Let me know. I'm happy to record it. If you're in iTunes right now, stop. Don't be a lazy ass. Drop me a 5-star. Leave a comment. I'm happy to see it. You guys motivate me by leaving just some stuff behind. I truly appreciate it. And until next time, you guys, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please just keep doing shit you love and people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.